there are 47 school districts in Southwest Missouri that are part of the Southwest Center for Educational Excellence that have been invited to participate.
What is the graduation rate in those schools? Is there an average you could quote me just to have an idea?
I couldn't quote you an average. Probably a range anywhere from 73% to probably high 80s.
Okay. I see the state rate, I think, now is about 85% graduation rate.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so for this week, you've been launched in this special Graduation Matters Week. Tell me how well it's gone, what kind of a reaction you're getting from the public, as well as from, I guess, the main audience is going to be students. Would that be right?
Yes. You know, it's been really a great week. I wasn't sure how this would come off. It was something that, you know, we've been working on and talking about for a while, and we decided about a month ago that we'd just go ahead and just try to get something going this week as a major community campaign and a push to get the word out about what's going on in Missouri and across the nation with regard to dropouts. One of the exciting things that's really happened that really didn't expect, I mean, we got a tremendous amount of community support, and I didn't know exactly how well it would be received by the kids, and the kids have just been amazing. We've had a number of activities that have turned into pretty big success stories here with different things. I was talking to a parent today of a fourth grader who was talking about how after some of the events we'd held this week is spent the evening last night on the computer looking up the colleges and universities and comparing in-state tuition to out-of-state tuition and different types of degree programs and so on. So, you know, you hear those kinds of stories and it does your heart good. And then had the opportunity today, went over and talked to two classrooms of fifth graders at McKinley Elementary School, and we talked about diplomas and the importance of diplomas and future goals and things of that nature, and they just asked such great questions, and you know, it was in one of our high need schools, and when you ask those kids you know, what year they're going to graduate, they know now what year they're going to graduate from high school. They consider themselves in that particular case the class of 2017, and we're excited about that, and they all knew what they wanted to be when they grew up. They were having conversations about going to college and what they needed to do the types of things that they wanted to do, and it was just you know, it just gives you a good feeling all over.
So it sounds to me like a good part of this program is creating a culture within the schools, or a culture within the students for that matter, that they will graduate.
Yes, and I think that, you know, one of the big challenges we have in communities where the dropout culture is prevalent is you have to bring to bear a lot of different groups to address that particular problem. And in our particular community, we've really focused our efforts on our faith-based community, our business community, and our human services agencies. And we're still working to a great degree with that. But we had a press release or press conference about 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. And it was just kind of an open invitation type event, and we weren't sure what type of response we'd get. The media showed up, certainly, and was just overwhelmed with the community response that we had. It was standing room only at that particular event, which told me that I think that this community is ready to change that, and this region is ready to change that dropout culture that's in our community. So, you know, it's just a really exciting time in Southwest Missouri, and very pleased with the direction we're headed at this point.
What's the dropout rate there in Joplin?
Our dropout rate this past year was right at 76%. Or excuse me, our graduation rate was 76%.
Okay. I was talking to the education department earlier today. They said there were 65 school districts that had a 100% graduation rate.
Mm-hmm.
Is it harder to maintain a high graduation rate the bigger the school district?
You know, that just depends on the school district and the dynamics of the school district. I think Joplin, we have a rich history and a rich culture in this community. It's a mining town from many, many years ago, and it's transforming into more of an urban type community. And there's a lot of growing pains that go along with that. And I think that one of the things that's changing is as this community shifts is that there's not nearly the demand for people that don't have the minimum of a high school diploma. There's just not those types of jobs out there as there once were. And so that's as a direct result of a change in the way the economy is driven in this particular area is having an impact. And certainly the economy we're in currently it's harder to find a job, and it's harder for students to go out and find a job right now. So that's, to a degree, helped us keep kids in school. We're seeing some pretty good results this year with not only the programs we put in place, but just the simple fact that I think kids are coming to the realization through efforts like we're doing that they just need to stay in school.
You know, peer pressure is such a big thing for these young people, both on getting those to drop out, as well as to keep them in school.
Right.
How do you deal with peer pressure, positive and negative, in this whole equation?
Well, that's a really good question. And what we're really seeing in Joplin with regard to our kids, and we survey them a lot and try to get a sense of what's going on in their lives that's making them either drop out of school or consider dropping out of school. And what we're finding is it's not so much the things that are occurring at school as it is things that are happening in their personal lives that are a real struggle for them. And to a degree, yes, it's peer pressure. A friend drops out and they convince other friends to drop out, and we do have some of that goes on. But overall, it's just those life-changing things that go on in kids' lives that are unfortunate. We have kids that are going to school, coming back to school, even though they've been kicked out of their home and they dropped out initially, but we've been able to bring them back and work with them and keep them in school and provide them some help and supports that they need. We've got students, unfortunately, who have babies at home and a family to take care of now, and so they're having to reevaluate their lives, and it usually takes them a semester or two to figure out exactly how they're going to make that happen, and we certainly touch base with them and try to get them back in school and realize the importance of getting that diploma, and I think that's been very successful for us as well.
Well, it sounds like one of the keys then is convincing kids that dropping out does not have to be a permanent status.
Exactly, and I think that one of the big things that's helped us out in the state of Missouri this last year is the change from the graduation age from age 16 to 17. You can't drop out now as a result of the governor signing Senate Bill 291 back on, I believe, August 28th, or took effect August 28th, that students now can't drop out unless they're age 17, which is a really big deal on a lot of levels. One of the things that Missouri has that's unique is what's called the Missouri Options Program, and it really wasn't for a student unless they were age 17. And so if a student dropped out at age 16, there really was kind of what we called a no man's land in there, where there wasn't much programming that was available to them. And so they drop out and they might go on and get their GED, which a lot of people don't realize. If a student goes and gets their GED, that does not help our graduation rate. They're not counted as a graduate. But if we can get them into the Missouri Options Program and get them the coursework they need, and then they're able to go on and take the GED at a later date, then that helps our graduation rate, and we can actually count those kids as a graduate, and they receive a GED diploma from the high school. So there's some things that have come in alignment in this last year that I think that we're going to see some improvement statewide in the graduation rate, which is a very exciting thing.
Well, now that you've had this experience there in your 47 school districts in Southwest Missouri, if this does go statewide, what message will people like you take to school administrators in the other 475 school districts throughout the state of Missouri that will enable them to take the experience you've had and turn it into a positive thing in all of their districts, no matter how large they are, Kansas City, St. Louis, or even a school district of 100 people?
Well, I think the most important message that I could send to anybody is the fact that if you can get a community to come together and come to the realization that students dropping out of school is not acceptable, and the only option is to get at the minimum your high school diploma, and you can get everybody saying that repeatedly over and over again, and it's on billboards, and it's you open up this week, you open up a teller envelope from the bank, you're going to find a Graduation Matters slip in there, and you're going to see that message repeated. We're encouraging parents to talk to their kids. We're having conversations with students about their future goals and getting them involved. And I think that the main thing is to continue to have that united message and to never give up and keep working every day to make sure those kids stay in school and put the programs in place that meet the needs of kids. And I think that when you have the type of community support that we're seeing in this particular region and in Joplin in particular, only good things can happen.
Well, you mentioned parents a couple or three times. How hard is it, though, to reach some parents who, with their own personal issues and their own personal problems, really don't care what the kids do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you run into that very often?
I've always said that on the first day of kindergarten when a parent drops their child off for that first day of school. I don't think that there's any parent out there that looks at their child as they walk in that door and says, you know, I hope my child doesn't graduate from high school. I think that every good parent that loves their child wants their child to graduate from high school and get that diploma at the very minimum. And many other parents have even higher aspirations for that, and I would suspect that many of them expect their kids to go on to college. And something happens along the way. There's disconnects between the parent and the child, and we see that a lot. And what we find is that oftentimes, and being a parent myself, it's a challenging job, a difficult thing to do at times, and sometimes it's easier to give up than to push on. And I think that as a part of our programming as we go forward, we've got to be able to provide our parents some additional support as well, and keep them engaged and involved, and that's where the communication comes in, and the work that we do as a school district and how we communicate and relate and develop those relationships with not only our students, with parents, is going to be critically important.
Well, we look at our great big cities, St. Louis and Kansas City, and we see some pretty dismal graduation rates. Will these same things that you've been talking about that works in Joplin and the other Southwest Missouri school districts work in the mega districts of the state as well?
You know, that's a hard thing to say, and I think I would be out of line to say one way or the other that this would, you know, the programming we're doing would work in our larger urban districts. But I do think, again, that if you're going to change the culture of a community and the dropout culture in a community, you have to engage every organization, and whether it be a human services organization, a faith-based organization, or a business organization, engage them in that process and in that dialogue, and help them to come to realize that these aren't just the kids of the Kansas City School District or the St. Louis School District. These are our kids. They're our kids. They're in our community. They're going to be here. They're going to stay here. Now, what can we do to help these kids through some of the challenges that the kids of this century face, and certainly work together to help them to be successful and maintain those high expectations so that we have a quality workforce and quality citizens that vote and make informed decisions. And that's a real challenge, and it's a big challenge, and it's not something that happens overnight, but certainly by having the dialogue and sitting down together and coming to an agreement that these kids are our kids is a good first place to start having those conversations.
With the financial strains on education these days, is this the kind of a program that can be put in place in school districts throughout the state at minimal expense?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've spent some money here locally to run this campaign this week, and we've spent $450, so I think is what we've spent this week to get the word out. Email's a great tool. Our business partners, it doesn't cost any money for them to put something on their marquee or put something at the bottom of a billing statement that says that graduation matters, or a quick snippet of information about the impact of dropping out of school. So there's a lot of low-cost, no-cost ways that the word can be spread, and there's lots of resources out there, PSAs. We're running those this week. We've got activities going on within our schools and having some great discussions about goal setting and students' futures and what they want to become. And, you know, there are a lot of things that can be done that don't cost a whole lot to make that happen, and we're very fortunate here that we've got so much community support and so many people willing to step up and take some of these initiatives on within their own businesses.
Well, this is something that's going to take more than a week to really show a significant increase, and it's going to take, I guess, several years to continue these efforts. How long do you think it'll be before you're able to actually look at numbers and say, okay, graduation matters has paid off?
I can tell you we're making a difference today, and I can say that with 100% certainty. We're saving kids every day, and our data's looking good, and I hope to have some good information to share with our community after the first of the year that will demonstrate that our efforts are paying off. So we're on the right track, and I think that again, it all goes back to that old adage that what gets measured gets accomplished, and we're looking very closely at our kids, not as a group, but kid by kid, and what can we do to save every kid in our school district, and with that ultimate goal of having 100% of our students successful completion of high school and going on to a meaningful career and a better way of life.
Last question for you. Is this a program that was pretty much created in Southwest Missouri, or is this a program where there have been some prototypes here and there throughout the country that you've been able to model it after?
The Graduation Matters theme was actually developed by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, and we've taken that and regionally ourselves and several other school districts in the area. We've met over the course of the last 6 months, and we decided that this was something we needed to do. And actually, the idea of having a Graduation Matters week came about as a result of conversations we were having with business partners around that theme, and they thought, you know, that'd be a great thing to do. So again, you know, that was a great idea and something we thought we could pull off once we put our heads together, and certainly have accomplished that. So I think it's something that can be easily replicated, and something I look forward to hopefully being a part of this next year, possibly on a statewide basis.
Takes a community to make a graduate, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And you know, it's a challenge, but it's one that's very, very worthwhile. And I think it's important for people to know too that the graduation rate issue isn't something that's new. It's on the radar now, and it should have been on the radar a long time ago. But for decades, and you know, the graduation rate now is probably, you know, in the state of Missouri is probably at or above levels that you saw 15, 20, even 30 years ago, and this has been a problem that's been a long time coming, and it's something that's needed to be addressed for a long time, and very proud to be a part of a generation of school leaders and community leaders who are willing to tackle this challenge and hopefully put an end to the problem.